Welcome to the Semicolon Podcast. This is a safe place to discuss a variety of topics centered around mental health. I am your host, Ashley McClellan, a social worker who has learned a lot about mental health along the way. I am here to be a voice, to support, and to learn with you all. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Semicolon Podcast. This is a very special episode because I will be discussing how my life has been during this past year since my suicide attempt. If you haven't listened to episode 5 titled Ending the Pain Meant Wanting to End My Life, be sure to check out that episode. In that episode, I do discuss everything more in detail. So I had to mentally prepare myself for this episode. So this morning when I woke up, I meditated and prayed. Then I was saying for the longest that I wanted to take walks on a trail so that I can connect more with nature. So this morning was my very first morning doing so, and it was so peaceful. I can't lie, I was a little nervous thinking something may pop out from behind the trees, but that didn't happen. It was also nice to be greeted with so many friendly faces. Almost everyone that passed me by either said good morning or hi, so that was very refreshing. I walked for about 40 minutes and did 5,000 steps. When I made it back home, I wrote in my journal that my friend Red gifted me. The title of that journal is called Crowned. I showered and now I am here recording my episode. So today that I'm recording this episode is July 6, 2020. Now let's go a year back to July 6th of 2019. I don't think I would ever forget that day. I felt every negative emotion there was to be felt. I was depressed. My anxiety was high. I was angry. I felt used. I was definitely lied to. I felt worthless. I was disappointed. I felt alone. I cried so much. I felt it when Justin Timberlake said, "Cry me a river." Most of all, I felt there was no purpose in living. I felt hopeless. I was unhappy. I wanted to end all of that. I no longer wanted to feel the emotions I was going through because that was not a good feeling, especially feeling all those emotions at once. But God had other plans for my life. First, I would like to say that I am very grateful to still be here to this day. Just the thought that a year ago I wouldn't have been here, like I don't even have the words to describe it. I am truly grateful for my support system. Shout out to the 9 people that showed up to the hospital that night/morning. Everyone that came back to see me encouraged me, told me how much I was loved and that the world needed me. I clearly saw how much I was loved by others. My problem was that I didn't love myself. I didn't forgive myself like I easily forgave others. Within this past year, I definitely had to do some soul searching, and it wasn't easy. The first thing was getting the help I needed. When I was hospitalized, I was there for 2 nights and 3 days. This was to keep me safe because the hospital did not feel comfortable discharging me. This wasn't my first time hospitalized, so I knew what to expect. I participated in groups, which I enjoyed, and I also read. So shout out to my best friend, Idessa, for dropping me off a book during that time. Once I was discharged, I did partial for 2 weeks. This allowed me to participate in more groups, which I really enjoyed as well. Plus, I was able to have more time off from work, which I desperately needed. I had the entire month of July off, and it was awesome. It allowed me to focus on me. I worked out almost every day. I cleaned my apartment from top to bottom. And what I am most proud of is during that time, I started my podcast. Starting this podcast has allowed me to have an outlet for myself. I used to keep so much bottled in because I was ashamed, and I used to think I was the only one going through what I was going through. But when I started to open up more, I began to see that I wasn't alone. Then people started reaching out to me either for advice or to let me know their similar situations. Being open with myself and sharing my truth has allowed me to begin to heal. Let me be the first to tell you, this healing journey hasn't been as easy, but if you keep pushing, you will begin to see and notice change. Of course, the beginning stage is definitely tough, but I allowed myself to feel my emotions. I acknowledged what I was thinking and then just instantly pushed the thought away. The days my anxiety was very high, I will use that time to either talk to a friend or write out my thoughts. I really enjoy writing out my thoughts because it allowed me to express everything I was thinking. It also provided a sense of relief once I got everything off my chest. In addition to my podcast, I really took an interest in listening to other podcasts. Some of my favorites are the Let's Talk It Out podcast and the Self Love Fix. As you all know, I have been on a guest of the Let's Talk It Out podcast. I have also been reading more books. Some books that have helped me through this healing journey are It Didn't Start With You by Mark Wolin, The Five Love Languages, The Singles Edition by Gary Chapman, and then F-U-C-K, Depression by Robert Duff. And I'm currently reading Relationship Goals by Michael Todd. Feeding my mind this positive information has really helped me to control my negative thoughts a little bit better. When my mind wants to wander off and start thinking negatively, I'm now able to shift my mind to more positive thoughts. I love those moments when a memory just pops up in my head and it leaves me smiling or laughing. And I do that quite often, which is very good. Within this past year, I have also spent more time with family and friends. This has helped a lot because I used to isolate myself. I'm one of those people that would get happy if plans were canceled because then I could be alone. Now, I be getting upset if plans get canceled. My friends know how important it is for me to spend time with them. No lie, I have about six different group of friends, and I try my best to spend time with all of my friends. I also love when my family have random barbecues and we are all together. Now, of course, it was 4th of July weekend, and of course, everything that happened, 4th of July weekend. I don't recall that we barbecued that weekend. I cannot recall, but I just know that I was alone last year, that entire weekend. But this year, of course, with everything that's, going on with Black Lives Matter and, everything of that, I know Black people were not celebrating the 4th. We wasn't necessarily celebrating the 4th this year, but it was just a time for our family to have a barbecue, and my brother did fireworks for the kids. But I enjoyed that. I enjoyed being with my family. And no, like I said, we wasn't necessarily celebrating a holiday, but we were just celebrating being together, if that makes sense. So little things like that is really important to me. And being around my family and friend, it keeps my mind off anything negative that may be going on in my life. Most importantly, this past year, I learned how to be alone. I didn't date anyone within this past year. I learned that you can't keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. In relationships, situationships, or whatever you want to call it, it was so easy for me to just move on to the next, you know, by getting up under someone else. But doing this, one, it didn't allow me to heal. Two, I brought my baggage to the next person. Three, it caused me to just settle for anybody so that I wouldn't be alone. And four, it caused me to ignore the red flags. I'm like, Ashley, you can't keep doing this to yourself. You have to take this time to focus on you. You have to unpack your own baggage. And during this time, I forgave myself and I learned to love myself. I learned to put myself first. This honestly was the best thing I could have done for myself. Of course, before things got shut down, I went to the movies alone. Anyone that knows me know I hate going places by myself. I always just been that way. When I was young, I used to hate walking to the corner store by myself. So I still haven't gotten the courage to like go out to eat by myself, but I'm definitely working my way up to doing that. Like, I just want to get all dressed up and take myself out on a date. I plan to have a picnic with just myself. I can't wait for that day. I can't just sit around and wait for a man to wine and dine me. I want to be able to do these things for myself, so the next guy that comes into my life, he needs to come correct. Because, honey, I'm used to whining and dining myself. So what are you offering? What are you bringing to the table? But in all honesty, this is very important, especially for me at least. I want to love myself so much that my energy rejects anyone that doesn't see or value my worth. Within this year, I also mended some relationships. Like I mentioned in some of my previous episodes, I now have a relationship with my mother and father. So things are going pretty well for me. I learned not to be so hard on myself. I learned to be patient with myself because you cannot rush the healing journey. In fact, it's a lifelong process. I have gotten so much better with not comparing myself to others and staying in my own lane. What's for me will be for me. However, I've been doing everything I need to do to achieve the things I want in life. Especially my happiness. I looked for my happiness in other people and in other relationships. And being happy is a self-responsibility. I saw a quote saying, another human cannot fulfill that for you. And that touched me deeply because all my life, I tried to find my happiness within other people. So now I'm learning to create my own happiness, find my happiness within myself. The best advice I could give today would be to always set aside time for healing and for self-care on a daily basis. So my quote is a little different. It goes with a picture I saw. It was a lady kneeled in front of Buddha. The woman says, I want happiness. Buddha says, first, remove I, that's ego. Then remove want, that's desire. See how you are only left with happiness? A word. I love that because within this past year, I have been putting more positivity out in the universe with the things I say. I'm learning to say more I am statements. Just about a month ago, I made a Facebook post that said, I am healing. Today, I am happy. I am content. I am proud of myself. I may not be where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be, especially last year. I never want to experience that dark place ever again in my life because it wasn't fun. And I got to the point where I, you know, no longer wanted to be here on this earth, no longer wanted to live life. So I'm very grateful for this past year and what I've learned and the woman I'm evolving into. I'm grateful for my support system. I can't say that enough. That's another piece of advice. Get you a very good support system. Seriously, you know, people that want to surround yourself with positive people, you know. So to my friends and family listening to this episode, I just want to say thank you. Thank you to the people that have been on this journey with me. And thank you to my listeners. Thank you for listening. And I can't wait to talk to you all in my next episode.